And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. I'm saying, just saving the world one soundbite at a time. I'm going to get a few text messages here so I can stay caught up. Chip from Muscle Shoals. Going back to the food thing. Says, gosh, Phil, who doesn't pepper their cantaloupe, salt their watermelons, and gob mayo on a banana sandwich? I would have to eye somebody like that very suspiciously. Well, then call me suspicious then. Dave from Blount County is actually, we're calling him Dave from Rimlap now. So, all right, Dave, we're glad you're in the text line. Thank you, brother. Chris from Gadsden says it's the O'Biden administration. Ah, I said earlier, I said Obama accidentally and corrected myself to Biden. And then I said, well, maybe it's the same. And he says, yes, it's the O'Biden administration. Thank you, Chris. Glenn from Blountsville just, okay, just laughed. Thank you, sir. And then Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, you know, gender dysphoria is when people are aware. Hang on, Jeff, your voice texting to me again, and now I can't figure out what you're saying. Wonder what kind of mental disorder you call it when you believe them to be a word or term for, Jeff, I can't tell what you're telling me, brother.
I know what he's saying. He's saying there's got to be a term for somebody that is affirming it.
Oh, the is disorder. That what he's saying?
And I texted him back and said it's gender affirming disorder.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, nice. Okay, so you've got gender affirming disorder. Okay, not you. I don't mean you. I get it. That's good. I like that, actually. We got a caller on the line? Mm-hmm. All right, I'll do that real quick. Mark from Athens. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, Senator Williams, I wanted to add to what you're saying, and I'm one that's a culprit that was a victim of it. There's a plethora of these new therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists out there that are treating teenage and young adults that are enablers to the transgender movement in a major way. I had to pull my daughter from a therapist. She's graduated college and she was seeing a therapist, and I got to talking to her about things that they were talking about because she started asking me questions about things of her gender and stuff like that, and she wasn't sure if maybe she wasn't in the right body, you know?
Wow.
And I got to talking to her about what her therapist was talking about. And this was a pretty well-known therapist over in Florence. And it was that she was confirming this for her and giving her ideas of what she would feel like, how she feels is good, and that she needs to react on it and do what she thinks best for her.
Go figure.
You know, and promoted it. So there's a lot of that going on right now with therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists.
Yeah.
Because scanning through the area trying to find a new one, and you ask them, are you, like you just said a minute ago, are you a gender-affirming therapist? And if they come up and say, yes, I am, then boom, they're out the door for me.
Wow. Well, and good on you for stepping in, man. And I'm sorry you had to go through that. I hope your daughter's doing well.
Oh, she's doing much better now. Church is there.
Well, there you go. Listen, thanks for being a dad, and thanks for filling us in, man, all right?
Thank you, sir.
All right, take care. That's just amazing. I mean, go figure. You're sending someone to get help, to actually seek, you know, the kind of advice that will make them a healthier person, and they suggest to them gender dysphoria. Wow. Shane from Athens says, we have overindulged this stuff for way too long. It's about high time we start telling them, no, you're wrong, and stand back and don't back away. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing, and they're winning. I think the point that I made there towards the end, man, I think they're wearing out their welcome. I think they really are. All right, squatters. What's a squatter? What is a squatter? Squatter is somebody who just decides your property is theirs. They're going to move in and take up residence, but they don't have a key. They don't care. They believe they have a right. And what's crazy is, in some states, it's like they do. Like, I see that house over there, and I'm going to just take up residence. And sometimes you might think, oh, it's like, you know, it's like the crack house on the corner. No one takes care of it, and these, you know, homeless people just took up residence. Yeah. Well, how about the mansions in California that have squatters in them, and they can't get rid of them? Because the law won't let them. Now, as an attorney, I can just tell you there's a vast difference in being a squatter and somebody having rights by adverse possession. It's totally different. But the bottom line is this. I'll cover down on both of it in the next half hour. Do squatters have rights in Alabama? No. Can you claim property that's not on your deed? Potentially. but it's not quite as easy as that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama. Y'all, Alabama, this show goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you who else covers a lot of ground. Our friends at Southern Immediate Care. So Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our overly broad listening area. Yeah, Southern Immediate Care in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. They are a chain of clinics open 7 days a week at all their locations. And folks, they are epic good at what they do. Epic good at what they do. And they will see all ages. I'm talking like pediatric up to geriatric. They'll see all of it. And by the way, this is who I use personally. It is. And I don't use them because they advertise. They advertise because I was using them. And I was so pleased with what I experienced by going there. I mean, every time I walked in, it was clean, professional, friendly, that I just said, I can brag on this. And they said, okay. And it turns out they were owned by a Right Side ruffian, so that helped. So if you need medical attention, even on a Saturday, you look up the Southern Immediate Care. You find the location nearest to you. Head on down there. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, what's a squatter? What exactly is a squatter? There's a whole lot going on in the news right now about squatters. And do squatters have rights? And to be honest with you, in some states, they apparently do, which boggles my mind. In Alabama, they don't necessarily. But there's a little bit of a gray area, and I'm going to tell you about that. So a squatter is someone who basically assumes control of your property and takes up residence adverse to your interests, and they don't want to pay you rent. They just want to live there. They want to claim it for their own. They're not trying to pretend that they're a tenant that's literally going to do good things for the landlord. No, they just take over the property, and they assume operational control or possession of it. And they do so sometimes by forging documents and sometimes just by finding it and absconding with it and living there for a period of time. Now, this is not, like I said earlier, this is not just about the little crack houses, you know, in the depressed parts of the inner city. No. This is at all levels. Like, I got this story from Breitbart. Came out 3 days ago. Squatters took control of a mansion near LeBron James's home. Wow. Yeah. So a cunning group of squatters headed up by an aspiring actor. Who's going to hire that guy, by the way? Manipulated a convoluted absentee ownership situation mixed up with bizarre state laws regarding squatters' rights to take over a mansion just a block away from LeBron James' new home in the ultra-wealthy areas of Los Angeles. A multi-million-dollar 5,900-square-foot mansion near Beverly Hills in a place called Beverly Grove. This aspiring actor's name is Morgan Gargiulo, something like that. Used a fake lease agreement. Told neighbors he was a legal resident. Started partying there. Had friends coming over and staying. Enjoying the pool. Hanging out. The owner of the property can't get rid of him. Why? Because California law literally makes it hard to evict someone once they are taking physical possession of the property. Is he paying rent? Nope. Is he taking care of the property? Not really. Is he driving the neighbors crazy? Yep. And the police look at it as a civil matter, so they can't get involved. It's not criminal, sir. It's civil. You'll have to take him to court. I've tried that. It hadn't worked yet because California law is so jacked up.
How about this, though? You just wait for him to go to the grocery store and you squat right back in your own house.
Well, I got news. I'm coming at you with one kind of like okay. That here in just a minute.
Okay.
So then there's stuff like this. You got this this guy. He's a Venezuelan national named Leonel Moreno, who's a TikTok influencer. He's got like 500,000 followers on TikTok, and he's a complete jerk. And I've seen a couple of his videos, and he's actually out there doing videos encouraging illegals to come here and take over properties because you can in America. It's okay. If a house is not inhabited, we can seize it. And they're calling it squatter tourism. They're coming here, taking over properties, hanging out for a while, enjoying the benefits of American society, leaving when they feel like it. And he told people how you can do this, and he was citing certain laws that are really related to something called adverse possession, which is totally different. The article here on New York Post says the firebrand influencer who lives with his partner and their baby daughter, oh, he's gay too, I guess, argued that the only way for his fellow migrants to escape living on the streets and not become a public burden is to invade unoccupied houses. Let me get news for you. If you are invading houses and you're already here illegally, you're a public burden already. But he's encouraging people to do it, telling him what he thinks he knows about the law. And people are listening to this, by the way. And they got squatter tourism going on. But in L.A., I mean, California, first of all, let me say this. New York is jacked up. I'll do that article first. New York, I saw the video the other day, story here March 20th, this what, 6 days ago? National Review has this one. I saw the lady on Fox News. She goes to the house that she inherited from her parents. She's going to use it as a rental property. There's a dude living in it. She can't get him to leave. But New York has a 10-day eviction notice, even for squatters. You got to give them 10 days eviction notice. You have to file a complaint in the court. If they don't respond to it, the judge can approve some actions to be taken, but by then, they may have lived in the property for 30 days. And once they're in the property for 30 days, squatters in New York City can claim tenants' rights. I kid you not. So this lady in New York City, she finds a property is being squatted on. She can't get them out. She sends the police to the house. She goes with them. She says, I'm the owner of the house. Here's the deed. He produces a fake lease, says, I'm supposed to be here. She said, I'm the owner. No, you're not. She got arrested. Why? Because she wasn't the one in possession. She had a locksmith there to change the locks. She got arrested. It's her house. But in L.A., in Florida, Florida's changing the laws. Let me just say this. Florida ain't playing. Thank you, Governor Ron DeSantis, for once again leading the way. Florida, leading the nation in the quest to approach squatters legally and not use vigilante justice. This month, unanimously passed a bill through both chambers that allows police to immediately remove squatters, makes it a criminal offense. It's a misdemeanor offense for squatting, especially if you're using false documents. The police can then arrest you, and it can be a felony if you do any damage to the property. So what they're doing here is they're saying no. Because, y'all, listen. Since the days of the Magna Carta being signed, the right to own property has been a sacrosanct issue under the law. This is not just about the inconvenience. This is the right to the use and enjoyment of real estate that you own, because the owning of ground is a part of the American dream. The owning of ground is actually something that is protected by law. It is a matter of title to land. And squatters walking in and believing they can just take over is not at all what the law is supposed to stand for. Not the letter of the law, not the spirit of the law. Now, there's some folks out in California getting pretty savvy, and I love this. Folks out in California ain't playing. There's one guy who calls himself the squatter hunter.
Does he look like bounty hunter? Bounty hunter?
He needs to have like a dog persona, doesn't he?
A mullet.
Yeah, just a big old mullet and some sleeveless shirts. But the squatter hunter, a guy named Flash, he needs his own reality show. Flash Shelton is the squatter hunter.
Okay, he has a mullet.
He got to have a mullet. But Flash Shelton, he started learning how to be a squatter hunter when squatters invaded his mother's home when they were trying to sell it. She was living in a nursing home, if I recall. House was empty. He goes trying to sell it. Squatter's in it. So he went back to his mother, had her sign a lease saying that he could live there too. So under California law, he now had a lease. What were the squatters to do? He didn't go in there and roust them. He didn't go in there and beat them up. He didn't try to take them to court. He just moved in and made their life more difficult. He ate their food. He played his music real loud. He just enjoyed being in the house. He made it very difficult for them to want to stay, and they all moved out. They threatened to take him to court, but they weren't going to. Squatter Hunter got his way. Another technique they've developed, this one came off of a story from Fox News yesterday. A team of people serving as home inspectors gave a group of a dozen squatters a reality check. Why? Because under California law, you're required to give like multiple days notice before you can come in as a landlord and check the property. But a building inspector can come in with less than 24 hours notice. So the owner of the property requires quote-unquote work to be done, but it needs to first have quote-unquote building inspectors check it out. So when the building inspectors come in, they find the squatters there, they start telling them, you're going to have to leave because we got work to do and this house is now unsafe. And the people who invade the homes feel like they have no choice but to leave. Now listen, you may be wondering, Alabama law, is there a way to protect us from squatters? Well, I will tell you this. There is a bill right now, House Bill 182 by Representative Craig Lipscomb, who's from right here in Gadsden where Right Side Studio is. Representative Craig Lipscomb has a bill that would be basically a mirror image of what it sounds like Florida did. Designed to target squatters and basically make sure they don't have squatters' rights. And then also at the same time, address issues that allows law enforcement to take immediate action. But in Alabama, we do have a thing called adverse possession, and it's totally separate. Tell you what, I'll take a call first. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing, man?
This topic is very interesting. I'm doing well. Thank you, sir. And I was thinking, for most places where you got squatters and everything, Orkin, Cook's Pest Control, if you got one of those, they might work. But ultimately, it comes down to the pest control of Smith & Wesson. And y'all have a blessed day, sir.
We'll see you, man. The ultimate pest control of Smith & Wesson. Listen, we're going to take the last break of the day. We'll come right back, and I'll tell you guys what adverse possession is. It's a legal matter. I just had to file an action today for somebody on it. Is there a way for someone to claim ownership to property legally? Yes, there is. And I'm not talking about being a squatter. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I'm finishing up this section on squatters' rights. No, squatters do not have actual rights in Alabama like they do in some other states. But I will say this, ain't no reason why we can't tighten it up. Why? Because there's a trend going on nationwide. State of Florida was having a real issue. They passed some laws to protect their citizens and not from criminals, squatters being criminals. Now, there's something totally different, though, called adverse possession. And adverse possession does not give you the right to go and just abscond somebody's property. Adverse possession in Alabama law is something that, I mean, let's give an example. You got two houses living next to each other. The property lines are indistinct. One house has been having its driveway go across what we now later on discover is the property line of the neighbor. And yet that's where the driveway is. And it doesn't mean you're locked out, but do you want to have to build a new driveway? I mean, no one under Alabama law can be denied ingress and egress to their property. You have to give them an easement if they're landlocked away from the roads. But if you're not landlocked otherwise, should you still have to move your driveway? Just an example. Adverse possession, depending upon whether you look at it statutorily or under common law, 10 or 20 years of what the law calls an open, continuous, notorious, and hostile possession. What does that mean? And exclusive, by the way. What does that mean? Those are words that don't sound quite like what they are. What that basically means is for those number of years, by the way, years, not like 10 days in New York City, for those years that you have operated over and above the property, and you have done so openly, you haven't tried to hide it. And the neighbor knew it, and they never said anything about it. And it was notorious to their own interests, and they chose not to get a survey done or fix the issue. They just let it happen. Then guess what? You have now earned that property. It has become yours by adverse possession. Now, I'm oversimplifying it. That's something that has to be adjudged by a court. You can't just say so, and there it is. But you can, and I did it today. I've got that exact situation going on right now, where suddenly the new neighbor wants to say that the old neighbor who's been there for 36 years can't have that driveway anymore. Well, I've had it for 36 straight years. And so I'm very hopeful that they're going to wind up finding that you can't take away their driveway after 36 years of open, notorious, actual possession, exclusive to themselves, hostile to the intent of the neighbor, but yet not hostile in the violent sense. So adverse possession, I saw a whole article today where they basically conflated adverse possession with squatters' rights. It's not the same thing. Adverse possession clarifies issues related to ownership and improvement of properties, and that's a whole different deal. Squatters, man, I tell you what, I can take a call right now. Is that Jeffro? Jeff from Indiana. Hey, brother, how you doing?
I'm north of Nashville, so I'm doing really good.
Man, you're cruising today.
Yeah, I finally got started early for a change.
Well, man.
It'll be like it's the rest of the way out, hopefully.
You got on down there to Priceville. They had a trailer waiting on you.
Yeah, they did. For a change. It's amazing.
Well, what do you think, man? Squatters.
Well, I've been through just exactly what you just talked about.
Oh, yeah?
My grandpa's ground, after his death, was split up between my dad and my uncle, and my uncle got the front road frontage, and dad got the back side of it. And then everybody, you know, he died and had left it to his daughter and everything and stuff. And we got ready to sell our back side of the ground there and says, well, you don't have no, there was never an easement or a right-of-way or anything into that. So, of course, we've been using it for over 15 years. So yep. It's like, well, they wanted us to make a road, you know, spend $20,000 putting a road in and this, through the jungle, basically. And, we took $5,000 for a lawyer to get it all straightened out, but needless to say, they didn't get a dime and the road still where it was.
There you go. So basically, under Indiana law, you guys had adversely possessed it long enough and they couldn't deny you access to the backside of the property.
Exactly.
There you go.
And see,
that's what it's for.
Hey, and you know, in Kentucky, you know, you got all this ground property and everything that's unclaimed property and stuff. You put a fence around it and start paying taxes on it for X amount of years and everything, it's yours. So you might want to check out some Kentucky laws too while you're up here.
I need me some of that bluegrass. Give me some of that bluegrass up there in Kentucky. Give me those horse farms. Nobody notices the back 40 suddenly has a new fence around it.
Exactly right. But, you know, Phil, I don't never give grades to this program, but I have to give it. My grade has to go to Big Rig, Professor Big Rig, because he is genius with that gender dysphoria.
Gender-affirming disorder?
Gender-affirming dysphoria. That is exactly what everybody is, and that's a term we need to use for these people.
Absolutely, man. I am totally for it. Now, what disorder do you call it when someone puts mayonnaise on their peanut butter sandwich, a peanut butter banana sandwich?
That's just kind of a yummy dysphoria, I guess, and everything. Because if you think that's yummy, you're out of your mind. You're crazy.
I'm gonna call that mad. A mayonnaise associative disorder. That's what it is, right there. It's mad.
Well, there you go.
All right, man. The music's about to play, brother. Be safe on the road. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one, Phil.
All right, we'll see you. Oh my gosh, yeah. But what Jeff described is exactly what adverse possession is there for. It's to say, listen. Someone's been using that property for 20 years. You can't come in there and say, no, no more. It's not yours. You can't do it. And especially if it's been, the standard being, open, notorious, exclusive, continuous, and in what they would call hostile to the other side's usage thereof. All right. Listen, what a great show. We covered it. All three dippers, man. All of them. And Big Rig's performance has been labeled by John from Huntsville as being an A double plus. But today's winner is Phil with a supersize A triple plus. Whoop, whoop. So he said, Big Rig, you can earn 1,000 extra credit points if you try one of those food creations he gave us.
Not a chance.
Not a chance. Some of those things are just nasty. All right, listen. You guys are the reason why we do what we do, and we love you. And we'll see you back here tomorrow, too. It'll be hump day. We'll play the camel. Y'all have a good night. We'll see you then.